सर्वेभ्य नमो नमः। शिवरूपा भगिनी।
ॐ वागर्थविव सम्पृक्तौ वागर्थप्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वती परमेश्वरौ। ॐ येनाक्षरसमां न्यायम् अधिगम्यं महेश्वरात् कृष्णं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
धन्यवादः भगिनि, सुन्दरं, धन्यवादः। अस्तु, अद्य किं कुर्मः? पुटसङ्ख्या 16, किन्तु यावत् वयं कृतवन्तः, कोऽपि प्रश्नः अस्ति? कोऽपि प्रश्नाः सन्ति?
आम्
भगिनी,
निद्रा धातु किम्?
निद्रा,
I'm trying to look for it in Ashtadhyayi. Aham na pashyati, pashyami.
Aham api na janami spashta rupena. Ekam eva varam Lakshmi Bhagini iti vadati. Kintu ni yoga kim api anya dhatu asti. Aruna Bhagini, Aruna Bhagini vadatu kripaya.
यस् भगिनि, क्षम्यताम्।
निद्रा इति पदस्य धातु किं जानाति वा? अहमपि द्रष्टव्यं भगिनि, द्रष्टव्यं, तदनन्तरं वदामि। उषा भगिनि, क्षम्यतां।
भगिनि, अहम् एक प्रश्न, पि एम् आर् ए एम् इस् इट् there any Sanskrit word for PM or AM?
Sandhya.
Sandhya kala. Sandhya kala samaye?
Sandhya kala is the evening.
And Pratakala.
And Pratakala. Pratakale.
Dhanyavada bhagini.
Because Indian time, actually if you look at the tenses, the day starts, I mean, here also technically it starts then, but here in India we do the prahara, no? The, so then in the, if you go by the prahara system, it makes it very clear.
What is prahara system?
Prahara is, I think they are 4-hour stretches. Is it true? 4 hours, no? So like from 4 in the morning.
Early morning, 3 o'clock, Bhagini. Early morning, 3 o'clock.
3 to 6 is the first prahara. So there are 3-hour praharas. Then 6 to 9, second prahara, like that. So day is divided into praharas. And according to praharas, if you function, then everything is very clear.
Bhagini? निद्रा निपूर्वक द्रा धातु अदादिगणे आगच्छति, द्रा कृत्स्यायां गतौ भावे प्रयोगः।
नी इति उपसर्ग कि धातु वा? उपसर्ग,
उपसर्ग एव, द्रा धातु,
द्रा धातु इति।
शयने
द्रा इत्युक्ते शयने, अस्तु,
द्रा अर्थः कृत्सायां गतौ,
अहं
पश्यामि द्रा दातत् अष्टाध्यायी सूचयति कुत्सायां गतौ
अस्तु अस्तु ऐ थिङ्क् इति एकं वारं लक्ष्मी भगिनी अपि उक्तवती वर्गे किन्तु अहं विस्मरामि अस्तु निद्रा to go elsewhere no you actually what happens in sleep you go
oh so it's what
gatau it is said to jana
but why is it dra is it dravyam
no dra it is a kam dhatu bhagini
I know but what, why is it dra
ah dra
for nidra
So, dhatu ichukte, they are the root sounds, bhagini, which have their own meaning.
I know, that. But I'm saying like, for bhavati, we have, say, bhu. So, I could not guess what it could
can,
be for...
You can, that's like you're saying, why is it bhu for bhavati? That's your question?
Yeah.
So, those are root sounds. They are the rishis have found that this is the... sound that most closely experiences in the mind the process the actual action that is the closest sound
I know but when I'm looking for nidra and dra which one do I select I don't see nidra
where are you selecting bhagini
ashtadhyayi.com
you try to do dra maybe
I
dra
Drati. There is Drati, Nidrati. Okay, maybe that's the one. Kutsayam.
Dra is there, Bhagini. Drati.
I know. So what does Kutsayam mean?
Krutnam ichyukte, having done. Kutsayam is Saptami. Saptami for Akaranta. So always meanings are given in Saptami. Because it is in within the action of.
I see.
All the meaning, Sarvada Saptami Eva. So, Krutsayam Gatau. That is
the... Because I was looking for Lotlakar, and I didn't know whether to say Bhavantaha Nidrantu or Nidrantu. So, I was trying to look it up. So, it says here Drantu. Nidrantu.
That is Bhagini अग्रे गत्वा वयं सर्वं पश्यामः किन्तु अत्र वी आर् बिगिनिङ्ग् बेर्लि स्क्राचिङ्ग् सर्फेस् एण्ड् यु वाण्ट् टु नो हौ नो क्वश्चन् कम् इट्स् ओके भगिनि देन् यु हेव् टु स्टार्ट् फ्रम् युर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु रीड् द वर्ल्ड्स् लाङ्गेस्ट् वर्ड् And you are reading, trying to learn ABCD okay. at the same time.
No, because I got this down because I'm like, I'm not thinking it should start with na. You know.
No, questions are valid, Bhagini. Always appreciate questions.
Okay,
so, if you don't come up with an answer, you have to be ready for the answer, no? You have to be.
Yeah.
So, then you just take it as an inspiration to push further into learning basics.
कुत्सायां कुत्सा अर्थः निन्दा निन्दायाम् अमरः निन्दायां कुत्सा निन्दा अमरः अमरकोश वदति कुत्सा द्वे द्वाव अर्था अस्ति निद्रा
कृत्सा इति
शब्दस्य
कृत्सायाम्
अस्तु अस्तु अस्तु
गीता भगिनि
या
What is ashtayadi.com? I'm sorry.
Ashtadhyayi. Bhagini, have you gone back and listened to all the previous classes?
Satya only Bhagini? One class I listened, Bhagini.
So go back. Go back and listen to all the classes you have missed. Every day do one. And you will catch up with everything. Mm-hmm. Because many times we have done this, but Ashtadhyayi is actually a grantha.
Grantha.
It is a beautiful, it is considered the world's most supreme grammar grantha. Very small book.
Grammar.
Very succinct. Okay. Such a small book. Written by Panini. It is nothing but full of sutras for giving, it's like the software development of Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
And it is perfect. It is so perfect that after Panini wrote it, nobody has been able to write anything better. That is why they call it completely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So many grammarians have come and tried to make it better, but they find there's nothing to improve. Everything is absolutely perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
Ah, that is Ashtadhyayi, Bhagini. And there is a website, ashtadhyayi.com, in which we search sometimes. So you will be able to find that out. But if you listen to all the back classes, Bhagini, all your questions that you ask, please ask them. But also know that they are all there in the back classes, Bhagini. Every day you do one class only. You'll catch up. You'll catch up, Bhagini.
By next week, I'll catch up, right? Tuesday.
No, next week if you do one week, then you'll have caught up with seven classes, then seven more, like that. We are, I don't know what number we are on. You have the, email has all the...
I thought we are on session 9 or something. So session 9 means 9 classes, right?
No, Bhagini. We started long ago. Many classes have happened. You just listen. You go to the homework website, Bhagini. All the classes are there.
Okay.
In the email, I send that web link. You go there, all the classes are there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like that. Every day you do one. Within a few weeks, you will have caught up.
Okay, thank you.
Bhagini. Chitta Mastu.
I have a question, Bhagini.
Ekam lingam asti, Bhagini. Ekam lakara asti. It's just a lakara. It's a lakara. Lakaras are tenses and moods. We haven't gone to...
So, what is agnya and lat is present? What is vidhi?
We'll get to that. Vidhi is very similar to lot. But very, very respectful. Slowly we'll get there. You want to reach London when you have not even started to find out where it is on the map.
Okay.
You're flying at jet speed, Bhagini.
I get very restless when I have a blank in my head.
Blank, but then that blank, use it to propel you to go back to your basics, fundamentals. Know that.
Okay.
Use that energy. It's beautiful energy. Me too. The reason I'm in Sanskrit is because of my biggest questions. But in that, trying to answer my life's biggest questions, this journey has shown me the beauty of finding answers in the smallest possible tangible ways, which I wouldn't have even thought of.
For example, Bhagini, for example, can you give an example?
No, simple. For example, I mean, I knew like Sanskrit mantras are amazing and they always made me feel so amazing and I could read their meanings and everything was... And I wanted to just know the meanings of all the Sanskrit in the mantras. And my teacher would say, first you understand, know how the word is derived. I've told you the meaning, now your question is more just like you are questioning. How you get this, how you get... So then when I started to really study the grammar, first thing comes out, you know, Pratama Purusha, Uttama Purusha difference. Such a basic difference. I would have never thought of it. Pratama Purusha is that who is neither you nor I who always comes first. In all our thoughts, he should be the first. Simple things, and I'm like, wow. If you think like this, the meaning of the Sanskrit mantra already emerges. Unrelated to my pertinent question, like I could be asking, where does Nidra come from? I've also asked all these questions in my past. Where, how, what is the thing? Then I realized, oh my gosh, even in Nidra, Prathama Purusha comes first. Can you believe that? Then all of a sudden my perspective changes and I'm not stuck in the nitty-gritties, but then I back out and I'm like, wow, this is offering me so much greater. So like that, Bhagini. Like Prathama Purusha meaning, some, because so far I had only learnt it in English. English it says third person. Third person is meaningless. Actually very, very derogatory. You know, we call third class countries, third world countries. It's derogatory. Correct? In English, is derogatory or not to call somebody third?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
ma'am. But in Sanskrit, pratham, that third is Prathama Purusha, is the single most important thing, is the single reason why we do anything and everything. Should be that way. So these kind of revelations come from simply studying grammar and basics. So allow that to happen, Bhagini, and you will find so much joy even in these fundamentals. It's not a painful process, it's a joyful process, Bhagini.
So, steps that you... The first step is just listening to all the classes for catching up. That's the first thing to do.
You must listen to all the classes because so much has happened. All of us in this class have gone through so much, including me. Every class is learning for me also, Bhagini. So much has happened. So that you catch up with, then you will be with us in class and you will be able to enjoy more.
Mm-hmm. So there are stages in learning Sanskrit.
Of course, in everything. Everything, Bhagini. In learning how to drive a car, you have to go through stages. Learning how to write, you have to go through stages. Everything, you have to go through stages only, Bhagini.
Yeah, in a next question, I'm sorry to ask you so many questions. What are the steps, can you say?
You just listen to all the classes and follow along, Bhagini. That's the steps.
And
that's
that
all.
Will
very
tell...
simple. Very uh-huh. simple. That's all. That's all. You just go from the beginning and be there. From the mm-hmm. beginning, you be there with the book and notes and taking your notes and everything.
Bhagini? Mm-hmm. Other students, this Gita Bhagini class, they're teaching how to speak in Sanskrit first, not grammar.
Mm.
Just like a child, you learn talk first and then learn grammar.
Mm.
So if you come to this class to learn the grammar part, you may not get everything in a systematic way.
Mm.
First you learn to talk, then grammar automatically, it causes curiosity to learn. To learn the grammar part, you have to take a different classes. But something Bhagini is teaching us, this is Nama Pada, this is Kriya Pada.
It's really precious.
Yeah.
I like what she's teaching.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This class is mostly how to speak, just like you learn your own mother tongue, your mom taught you. In the beginning, you say wrong things. And then you start to talk. That's why we should try to talk in Sanskrit as much as possible. So Bhagini will correct or somebody will correct you. No, that's not, you know, instead of saying Pashyami, you say Pashyati, Aham Pashyati. No, Pashyami is the right word. Then you get it. Then you learn the grammar. There are other classes that are offered starting from a lot of it.
Dhanyavada Bhagini. Uttamam. Tattu satyam. Satyam eva. That's why we let us spend time in trying to speak. Small things I'll teach you, grammar. I also am just learning, Bhagini. I'm also just a beginner. But we just try. And best way to learn, like Aruna Bhagini says, is to learn like a child with a completely open mind. You don't think about reasoning, don't think about logic, you just try to speak. And as far as possible, we help each other, correct each other, that's all. And slowly the language starts to become part of your... I mean, it's like saying, before you even try to learn to drive a car, you want to know all the mechanics, you know, you want to learn everything on paper first. No, you just try. You just go in the car and you learn how to drive, and then your experience is there, no? Similarly, let us speak. Astu. So, Uta Sankhya, Shodasha.
Shodasha is 16.
Shodasha. So, tat abhavat iti manye, aham manye. 3.2 api abhavat. 3.3 samaya vayam kurma va. Purvam?
Savanta. एकं विशेष सूचना अपि पठितवन्तः.
आम् आम् इति भाति. अस्तु अस्तु अग्रिमं 4.1 पुटसङ्ख्या किं महेश महोदय वदतु. पुटसङ्ख्या किं 4.1
पुटसङ्ख्या
पुटसङ्ख्या किम् अत्र 4.1
अष्टादश.
अष्टादश उत्तमम्. अष्टादश इत्युक्ते किम्?
17
न न महोदय अष्ट अष्ट इत्युक्ते लैक् अष्टवक्र, यु नो अष्टावक्र.
अष्टवक्र 8 डिफेक्ट्स्.
अष्ट आल्सो अष्ट बिकम्स् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् ओक्ट octagon, octa. See how similar the sound is. Astu. Astu.
Janaka Maharaja.
Janaka Maharaja. Astu Mahodaya, patatu.
Pakashala sambandhini vastuni.
Ichukte kim?
Pakashala is kitchen. Sambandha is related to kitchen related. Vastuni is objects. In plural.
Vastuni iti lingam kim mahodaya iti padasya.
Vastuni napunsakalinga bahuvachana.
Napunsakalinga bahuvachana. Uttamam. Apatatu mahodaya.
Chashakaha.
Eshaha
chashakaha. एषः चमसः. सः घटः. सः मन्थानः. एषः करण्डकः. तत् पात्रं. तत् मिश्रकम्. एतत् पेषकम्.
एतत् पेषकं. धन्यवादः महोदय. उत्तमम् उत्तमं. शिवरूपा भगिनी पठतु भगिनी अग्रे.
एषा स्थालिका. एषा छुरिका.
भगिनी छुरिका.
छुरिका
छु इति ह्रस्व उकारान्त. छु छुरिका.
अवगतं. एषा छुरिका.
भगिनी छू इति ह्रस्व अकारान्त इत्युक्ते काल ह्रस्व काल इत्युक्ते एकं कालं वन् बीट् ओन्लि. यु केनाट् से छू. इट् इस् छु.
ओ ओके. छु रैट्
छु 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 छोटासा छु.
एषा छुरिका.
छुरिका छुरि छुरि बोथ आर् ह्रस्व. छुरि छुरिका छुरिका
छुरिका.
उत्तमम्. अग्नि अग्रिमम्.
सा अग्निपेटिका.
सा अग्निपेटिका. उत्तमम्.
सा सिक्थावर्तिका.
सिक्थावर्तिका. उत्तमम्. अग्रे.
एषा अधानिका.
अधानिका. उत्तमम्. अग्रे.
आधानिका भगिनि.
क्षम्यतां भगिनि. धन्यवादः अरुणा भगिनी. आधानिका. अग्रिमम्.
सा अनिलचुलिः अनिलचुलिः
उत्तमम् अनिलचुलिः
सा द्रोणी एषा दर्वी
दर्वी उत्तमम् उत्तमं धन्यवादः भगिनी उषा भगिनी अग्रिमम् उषा भगिनी अस्ति वा अस्तु सत्या भगिनी वदतु
ओके बाष्पस्थाली सा बाष्पस्थाली
उत्तमं
कूपी सो दट शुड बी सा कूपी
सा कूपी
वेल नो वेलनी
आ वेलनी
सा वेलनी शश का शानी
धानी
दा ओ दा ओके दानी शश का दानी सा
लघुवाक्यं वदतु भगिनी
सा शशका दानी
उत्तमम् उत्तमम् अधुना उत्तमम् अरुणा भगिनी त्रिषु वचनेषु रूपं किम् इति वदतु भगिनी चषकाधानी वदतु भगिनी त्रिषु वचनेषु अरुणा भगिनी अस्ति वा अस्तु अस्तु चिन्ता मास्तु भगिनि चिन्ता मास्तु अरुणा भगिनी अस्ति वा चषकाधानी इति पदस्य त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु प्रथमविभक्तिरूपाणि किम्
चषकदानं चषकदाने चषकधानी
न भगिनि चषकधानी इति
स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दं चषक
स्त्रीलिङ्ग ईकारान्त दीर्घ ईकारान्त
स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं चषकधान्यौ चषकधान्यः
धान्यः उत्तमम् उत्तमं चषकधानी चषकधान्यौ चषकधान्यः नदीवत् नदीवत् इत्युक्ते किं
नदीशब्दात् नदी ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्द उपलक्षणम् आदा
नदीवत् इत्युक्ते सिम्प्लि लैक् नदी इट् वर्क्स् लैक् नदी द पेटर्न्स् आर् लैक् द वर्ड् नदी ई दीर्घ ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं दीर्घ ईकार नदी नद्यौ नद्यः वेल्लनी इति पदस्य त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु वदतु सत्या भगिनी
स्त्री लिंग शब्द
सिंगुलर सा वेलनी वेलनी ते वेलनौ वेलन्यौ ते वेलन्यौ लैक् नदी नद्यौ सो वेलनी वेलन्यौ टु आफ् देम् आर् देर् देन् यु विल् से वेलन्यौ वदतु भगिनी वेलन्यौ
ते वेलन्यौ वेलन्यौ
ताः वेलन्यः
ताः वेलन्यः
उत्तमं धन्यवादः भगिनी उषा भगिनी कूपी इति पदस्य त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु रूपाणि कानि वदतु भगिनी उषा भगिनी अस्ति वा अस्तु शिवरूपा भगिनी वदतु
कुत्र पदं भगिनि
कूपी
कूपी सा कूपी सा कूपौ
सा इत्युक्ते एकवचनरूपं सा
तौ तौ
न न न न स्त्रीलिङ्ग् अस्ति चेत् भगिनि सा एकं द्वे अस्ति चेत् ते
ते ते ताः क्याः
ते ताः सा ते ताः उत्तमं भगिनि
सा कूपी ते कूपौ
कूप्यौ कूप्यौ
कूप्यौ
अधप अधप एण्ड् देन् यौ कूप्यौ लैक् देट्
कूप्यौ एण्ड् त्याः
नो ताः
ताः कूप्यायः
ताः कूप्यः
ताः कूप्यः
ताः कूप्य दीस् आर् न्यू सौण्ड्स् फार् यू इट्स् ओके ऐ एम् सिम्प्ली इण्ट्रोड्यूसिङ्ग् वन् टैम् ओन्ली महेश महोदय बाष्पस्थाली त्रिषु
बाष्पस्थाली सा बाष्पस्थाली ते बाष्पस्थाल्यौ ताः बाष्पस्थाल्यः
उत्तमं दर्वी महोदय
सा दर्वी ते दर्व्यौ ताः दर्व्यः
दर्व्यः उत्तमम् उत्तमम् अरुणा भगिनी द्रोणी
सा द्रोणी ते द्रोण्यौ ताः द्रोण्यः
ताः द्रोण्यः उत्तमम् अस्तु उषा भगिनी अस्ति वा अत्र अरुणा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु अनिलचुल्लिः
स्त्रीलिङ्ग् अस्ति वा
इति अहं मन्ये भगिनी चुल्लिः इति
अनिलचुल्लिः अनिलचुल्ली अनिलचुल्ल्यः सः सा अनिलचुल्लिः ते अनिलचुल्ली
ते अनिलचुल्यौ
न भगिनि
मती मत्यौ मत्यः मतिः मती उत्तमं भगिनि
अनिलचुल्लयः
अनिलचुल्लयः पुनः वदतु त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु त्रिषु वचनेषु भगिनि
सा अनिलचुल्लिः ते अनिलचुल्ली ताः अनिलचुल्लयः
चुल्लयः सो वयं किम् अवगतम् अत्र यदि दीर्घ ईकारान्त अस्ति चेत् किञ्चित् भिन्नरूपाणि सन्ति यदि ह्रस्व ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग् अस्ति चेत् किञ्चित् भिन्नरूपाणि सन्ति So it's important to for us to know hrusva va dirgha va what kind of word is it is important also to know the lingam is it striling is it pumling is it napumsakaling So usually in the beginning of the classes, this is a beginning class, Dirgha Ikaranta, usually they will give you Striling Padam. And Lihi, Ichukte Hrusva Ikaranta, Mativat. Mativat Ichukte, like, it works like the word Mati. And last time, I think, thank you, Usha Bhagini, or somebody shared the PDF of the Shabda Manjari. In a Shabda Manjari, everybody has seen a Shabda Manjari?
Yeah.
Yes. Bhagini, thank you. Thank you for having shared the soft copy.
Thank you, Bhagini, whoever offered. Thank
Usha,
you.
Usha sent it, I think.
Usha Bhagini, Dhanyavada. Dhanyavada Bhagini. So who doesn't know how to look at a Shabda Manjari? Very simple. One after other, different lingas are given, words of different lingas, and one after another, they are different endings. Just like the our swaraha. How are they organized? A, I, U, R, A, I, O, O. Like that, same organization is given here. So if you open the first page of your Shabda Manjari, what do you find?
Sadharan Shabda.
Ajanta
Pumlinga.
Ajanta Pumlinga Prakaranam. Tadanantaram Akaranta iti dattam. Akaranta. Akaranta ichukte kim?
Ending in A.
A ending. A ending what? Pumlinga Rama Shabda. So, given an example of Rama. So then in the future, if some word is like that with a akaranta pumlinga, then you can say, oh, Ramvat, Ramavat. See how that works? Like Rama. And in the tradition, what happens if you go to Sanskrit schools or if you go to, you know, places where they learn Sanskrit, then out aloud people will be saying this. Memorizing one particular table. So for example, Rama table they will completely memorize in the tradition. And then in the future they see something like Akaranta Pumling, immediately the Rama table comes up and they're like, oh, just like Rama, and the sixth case will be like this, Shashti will be like this, Panchami will be like this. So similarly they work. But in our paddhati, the way we are now teaching and learning, the tradition is to learn to try to speak the language slowly, slowly, without having to sit and memorize an entire Shabda Manjari or an entire Shabda Kosha. You know, earlier they had to do that. You had to go to the teacher for the very first class having memorized all of this. All of these books you have to have all memorized. Then you go to your teacher. Today if we do that, nobody will come.
Yes.
Nobody will come. Even if I say learn three tables and come to class, nobody will come. And imagine the dedication people used to have. So, but the Shabda Manjari is a very good reference guide. So, for example, now this word came, Anila Chullihi. It's a Hrusva Ikaranta. But you think, oh, possibly it is Pumlingamva, Srilingava, you don't know. So, SpokenSanskrit.dictionary.com. And it will tell you, oh, Sriling. Then you turn your pages in your Shabda Manjari till after Pumlinga, Swaraha, all the Srilinga Shabda start. What is the first word in Srilinga? Anybody will say? In your Shabda Manjari, what is the first word they come up with?
Rama.
Rama. Iti. Rama ichukte kim kidrisha padam mahodaya?
Akaranta Srilinga.
अकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग उत्तमम् आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग आकारान्त इत्युक्ते किं दीर्घ आकारान्त आ रमा माला स्थालिका छुरिका अग्निपेटिका रिक्तवर्तिका इति adhanika. So now you are thinking, oh, all these words will work like rama only. See how that works. Astu mahesh mahodaya adhanika trishu vachaneshu vadatu mahodaya.
Aam bhagini
adhanika
sa adhanika te adhanike ताः आधानिकाः
ते आधानिके ताः आधानिकाः उत्तमं शिवरूपा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु कृपया तिष्ठवर्तिका वदतु भगिनी त्रिषु वचनेषु
तिष्ठवर्तिका राइट भगिनी ओके सा सिक्तवर्तिका ते सिक्तवर्तिके ताः सिक्तवर्तिकाः
सिक्तवर्तिका इत्युक्ते किम्
केण्डल्
अरुणा भगिनी एकं प्रश्नः भगिनी
कथम्
अत्र केण्डल् अस्ति वर्तिका इत्युक्ते किं तिक्तवर्तिका
केण्डल् भगिनि
आं किन्तु कथं तिक्त इति किं किमपि
शब्दः
वेक्स् इस् काल्ड् तिक्त
I don't know, I will look it up.
I couldn't find this one word. I find it a little bit intriguing. Okay.
Sikta is the wick.
Oh, sikta is the wick, is the definition of wick, Mahodaya.
Aam bhagini.
Oh, and vartika, astu. Astu. Okay, astu. Astu. Satya bhagini. अग्निपेटिका त्रिषु वचनेषु वदतु
त्रिषु वदनेषु त्रिषु मीन्स् थर्ड्
भगिनि त्रिषु वचनेषु वचन इत्युक्ते किं
स्पीकिङ्ग्
न वच युआर् राइट् अस्तु तत्तु सत्यं किन्तु अत्र वचन एकवचनं द्विवचनम् इत्युक्ते वचन इत्युक्ते किं नम्बर् आफ् सिङ्ग्युलर् प्लूरल् डुवल् लैक् देट् वचन मीन्स् नम्बर् हियर् त्रिषु वचनेषु इत्युक्ते किं द थ्री वचनस् वाट् आर् द थ्री वचनस् इन् संस्कृत
सिङ्ग्युलर् एकवचनं द्विवचनं बहुवचनं
अस्तु अस्तु सो त्रिषु वचनेषु रूपाणि कानि वदतु भगिनि
रूपाणि
इत्युक्ते वर्ड्स् कानि मीन्स् वाट् आर् दे वाट् आर् द वर्ड्स् वाट् आर् द फार्म्स् आफ् द वर्ड्स् अग्निपेटिका आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गपदम् अस्ति आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गपदम् अस्ति चेत् एकवचनरूपं सा अग्निपेटिका
and then it is ते अग्निपेटिका
अग्निपेटिके
अग्निपेटिके and ताः अग्निपेटिकाः
ताः अग्निपेटिकाः उत्तमम् ताः अग्निपेटिकाः उत्तमम् उषा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु छुरिका अस्ति वा
छुरिका
लघुवाक्यं
सा छुरिका ते छुरिका ताः छुरिका
न न न ते
छुरिके ते छुरिके ताः छुरिकाः
ताः छुरिकाः उत्तमम् अग्रिमं महेश महेश महोदय अस्ति वा शिवरूपा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
थालिका भगिनी
थालिका
थालिका सा थालिका ते थालिके ताः थालिकाः
उत्तमम् उत्तमम् अग्रिमम् अरुणा भगिनी कृपया करोतु भगिनी ते शकम् इति किं पदम् ईदृशपदम्
अकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्गपदम्
कथं जानीमः अकारान्त इति क्योंकि अत्र तु अन्ते अस्ति
प्रथमविभक्तिरूपं पेषिक् लक फलं फला इति प्रातिपदिकं फलम् इति प्रथम एकं वचनं भवति पुस्तकं तदेव वयं जानीमः
उत्तमं भगिनि उत्तमम् अधुना शब्दमञ्जरी स्त्रीलिङ्ग् प्रथमतया पुरुष पुंलिङ्गं रूपाणि दत्तानि तदनन्तरं स्त्रीलिङ्गानि रूपाणि दत्तानि तदनन्तरं नपुंसकलिङ्गानि रूपाणि फलं यथा भगिनी उक्तवती फल इति प्रातिपदिकं प्रातिपदिकम् अकारान्तः अस्ति फल अकारान्त तदनन्तरं फल इति प्रातिपदिकस्य प्रथमविभक्तिरूपं फलम् अन्ते मकारान्त आगच्छति वदतु भगिनी अरुणा भगिनी
पेषक प्रथम एकवचनं पेषके पेषकानि
लघुवाक्यं वदतु भगिनी
एतत् पेषकम् एते पेषके एतानि के पेषकानि
एतानि पेषकानि पेषकानि पेषकम् इत्युक्ते किं भगिनि
न जानामि
चित्र दत्तं भगिनि लैक् अ मिक्सर् यु नो हौ यु मेक् युर् दोसा एण्ड् इड्लि मिक्सिङ्ग् द
फुल् फिगर् एट्
स्टोन् स्टोन् ग्रैण्डिङ्ग् हौ यु मेक् दोसा एण्ड् इड्लि बेटर् नो very poor drawing but I don't think that peshakam will make anything good but that's the idea
bagini sikta iti arthah bees wax or wax
sikta ichukte bees wax sikta
sanskrit kokansa कोशे
अस्तु अस्तु
पेटिका इति बाक्स् इति अहं
किमर्थं वर्तिका अस्ति तदेव अहं न जानामि
पठामि
सिक्तवर्तिका किञ्चित् भिन्नपदमस्ति स्लैट्लि the reason I'm asking because I'm sure some beautiful meaning is inside astu peshakam astu agrimam mahesh mahoday asti va shivrupa bagini na usha bagini
mishrakam
वदतु. एतत् किं कीदृशपदं भगिनी? लिङ्गं किं?
नपुंसकलिङ्गं.
नपुंसकलिङ्गम् उत्तमं. तदनन्तरं लघुवाक्यं वदतु भगिनि त्रिषु वचनेषु.
एतत् मिश्रकम्. एतौ एते मिश्रके. एताः मिश्रकाः मिश्रकानि.
एतानि
एतानि मिश्रकानि.
एतानि मिश्रकानि. उत्तम. मिश्रकम् इत्युक्ते किम्?
ग्रैण्डर्.
ब्लेण्डर् लैक्
ब्लेण्डर्
I think
but
the other one is also peshakam is like peshakam also same. See, peshakam, I don't know about your languages, but Hindi we say pisana. Sounds like peshakam, no? And English also, the word you get is paste. What is a paste? You make a paste, you grind a paste, no? We say paste. Same root is there, peshakam. And mishra literally means blending. It doesn't mean grinding necessarily, but mixing. If you mix very well, then you have to break it down, no? Otherwise, how can you mix rocks and apples? Peshakam. You have to break both pounding, of them.
Pounding or grinding?
Grinding, yeah.
Mixing.
That's why I said mortar and pestle.
Mortar and pestle, different words are there, Bhagini. That is a different word. Different word is there. Atra mishrakam ichukte mixer.
Mixer. Mixer, yeah. Mix. Mishram is mixing.
The name Mishra, you know, people are named like that, no? Mishra. Mishra means they are a mixture of some, whatever, some mixture has happened in their family. So, Mishra.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So my mother's family, for example, they are Mishras, or the great teacher Sampadananda Mishra. So in the Kanyakubj Brahmans, so this is my family's line, in the Kanyakubj Brahmans itself, there is some, so many jatis are there, no? So somewhere something mixed up. Otherwise, before that, it would be like Dvedi, means the two Vedas, people who have studied two Vedas, then Trivedi, people who have studied three Vedas, Chaturvedi, people who have studied four Vedas. These are names of my family. I am Tiwari, meaning three Veda people. Then if three Veda people mix up with two Veda people, they marry. Now they have children. Now how many Vedas? So, two Mandis, confusion, so Mishra.
Oh, interesting.
Any kind of mixture you can have, Mishra. Astu. Mishrakam. Satya Bhagini.
Mishram is mixer.
Yes,
Peshakam is grinder.
Uttamam Mahodaya. Uttamam. Patram iti. Satya Bhagini vadatu.
Patram. Help, please.
Patram. Makarant. Mahesh Mahodaya, kripya sahayam karotu.
नपुंसकलिङ्गपदम् अस्ति.
कथं जानीमः नपुंसकलिङ्गम् अस्ति?
अन्ते अम्
अन्ते मकार
मकार मकार
मकार मकार इत्युक्ते अधम
अधम.
अगर पूरा म होता जैसे पात्र म, देन् देट् इस् नाट् मकार अन्त, देट् इस् म अन्त. When you say kar, it means wo akshar adha hai. That is why you end it with kar. Typically, when you are using consonants, that's what it means. Vyanjanani asti chet, makaranta ichukte halantama. Vadatu Mahodaya, patram.
Patram, patre, patrani are the three forms. तत् पात्रं, ते पात्रे, तानि पात्राणि.
तानि पात्राणि, उत्तमम्. अधुना सत्य भगिनी, अधुना पात्रं कीदृशपदम् कीदृशपदमस्ति?
न्यूट्रल् जेण्डर्.
न न संस्कृतभाषायां भगिनी.
नपुंसकलिङ्ग
नपुंसकलिङ्गपदम् अस्ति नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम्
पदं नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम् अस्ति
न भगिनि नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम्
नपुंसकलिङ्गं पदम्
कथं जानीमः नपुंसकलिङ्गम् अस्ति चेत् मकार
इम्
अन्ते मकारान्त अन्ते अन्ते इति सप्तमी अन्तमे अन्ते
अन्ते मकारान्त
अस्ति
मकारान्त अस्ति
एकवचनरूपं किं प्रथमाविभक्ति
I forgot what he said.
प्रथमविभक्ति एकवचनरूपं किम् प्रथमविभक्ति इत्युक्ते फस्ट् केस् इत्युक्ते सब्जेक्ट् इत्युक्ते कर्ता प्रथमविभक्ति दट्स् आल् वी आर् लर्निङ्ग् टुडे ओन्लि प्रथम ओन्लि सब्जेक्ट्
क क पात्रं
क न तत् एतत्
तत् ओके
नपुंसकलिङ्गं यू केन क इस् लैक् ऐ डोण्ट् नो यु आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु डु मे बि पुंलिङ्ग नो दिस् इस् नपुंसकलिङ्ग सो वेन् यु आस्क् युर् होल् सेण्टेन्स् मस्ट् बि युर् सब्जेक्ट् यु सी वेन् यु से तत् पात्रं देन् दट् तत् इस् अड्जेक्टिव् नो patram if I say that okay. is any container but if I say that container that the word that is now an adjective correct
that yes
a adjective must have the same gender and the same vachana for as the noun it modifies
yes
adjective and noun have to have the same vachana and the same lingam so okay. patram अत्र पात्रम् अस्ति चेत् तत् पात्रं वदतु
तत् पात्रं
देन् ते पात्रे
ते पात्रे
तानि पात्राणि
तानि पात्राणि
उत्तमम् उत्तमं शिवरूपा भगिनी अग्रिमं करोतु
करण्डकः
करण्डकः इत्युक्ते किं
जार् टु पुट् सम पिकल्स
जार पिकल जार बर्नी हिंदी में हम लोग बर्नी बोलते हैं इन योर लैंग्वेज व्हाट डू यू से
बर्नी
बर्नी बर्नी
झाड़ी
झाड़ी
ओ झाड़ी अस्ति वा अस्तु करण्डकः कीदृश पदं भगिनी
करण्डकः इति पदम् अकारान्त पुंलिङ्गपदम्
अकारान्त पुंलिङ्ग कथं जानीमः अकारान्त पुंलिङ्ग अस्ति अत्र
अन्ते अन्ते अकारान्त
अकारान्त अस्ति
चेत् अस्ति
अस्ति कथं जानीमः अकारान्त अत्र तु अह इति कथं जानीमः अकारान्त
इट् इस् एण्डिङ्ग् वित् अ लास्ट् कर्णाण्डकः सो
करण्डकः
करण्डकः सो दट्स् वाट्
किन्तु यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् इट् इस् अकारान्त किन्तु अत्र अह ह ह अन्ते अस्ति अ न
इफ् दट् इस् स्त्रीलिङ्गं देन् इट् एण्ड् अकारान्त इट् इस् अह बिकास् इट्स् पुंलिङ्गपदम्
अस्तु अस्तु भगिनि यु आर् कम्प्लीट् सत्यमेव मै क्वश्चन् यु हेव् टु से देट् द प्रातिपदिकम् एण्ड्स् वित् अ
okay ah, karan ends with
a the way the classification is happening of how the word formations come, they start with pratipadikam. They don't start with the prathama vibhakti. Prathama vibhakti itself is a derivation. How is it derived? It is derived from the pratipadikam. Pratipadikam ichukte moola shabda.
Okay.
Moola shabda. So the moola shabda is akaranta. That is why akaranta pumling asti chet aha iti prathama vibhakti ekavachana rupam bhavati. That is what your answer has to be. So it has to be very clear that the, because it's confusing. No, you say akaranta, but here it is aha. You should know in your head what is going on. What is going on? Pratipadikam is akaranta. Similarly, for napumsakaling padam, patram, atra tu makaranta, kintu patra iti akaranta napumsakalinga padam. Katham janima akaranta? Patra iti pratipadikam asti.
Oh, okay.
Akaranta pratipadikam rupam asti. Prathama vibhakti rupam bhinna bhavitum arhati. It can be different. Prathama vibhakti. For example, ekaranta. We did ekaranta droni. Droni atra ekaranta pratipadikam. And also ekaranta prathama vibhakti ekavachana rupam. So what is the pratipadikam of droni? Droni. And what is the prathama vibhakti of ekavachana of droni? Droni. Samaneva. Samaneva. Sometimes they are the same. But sometimes they are not. You have to know that. That's all.
Avagat.
Sundaram bhagini. Astu. Avadatu lagu vakyam.
Saha karnandakaha.
Na. Sami karotu bhagini. Sami karotu. Ka.
Karanandakaha bhagini.
Na. Sami karotu. Mandam mandam patatu. Mandam mandam patatu.
Ka. Ra. Andakaha. Karnandakaha.
Kar. Sami.
Karandaka.
See, so this is beautiful. Now see, I had grown up learning Hindi. Hindi is my mother tongue. Of course, schooling and all is in English. Unfortunate, I now call it unfortunate. That time parents think they are doing the best thing for you. Astu, kintu my Pushpa Dikshit Bhagini, when I went to her, she's the greatest Sanskrit teacher today. She has written all these books. She taught me how to actually read Sanskrit. And in Sanskrit, when you read Devanagari, if any time there is a half letter in the word, like here, Karan, see, is half?
Bhagini.
Akaranta vihaya without the a, like in manthanaha. The first na is half, is without the akaranta. Similarly, patram, pat, the ta is half. Pat. So every time there is a half letter, it should take him a consonant, a vyanjanam without the akaranta, then you must join that vyanjanam to the previous sound. This is how she taught me. So we have to join that sound to the previous sound, which means here, this is the sound, karan. This has to join to ra. So if you want to break it, you cannot break it after, you can break it before. So karan. As soon as you say ra, you must say the then you can say dakaha. Karan dakaha. But you cannot break it before the So you say kara, then you have to say ndaka, which is harder to say. If you say pat ram See how that works? And in that same way, all the chandas that are there in Sanskrit literature, this is how they work. Chandas are mathematical. Chandas ityukte kim? Rhythm. All the shlokas are sung in certain chandas. It's a beautiful, very large Vedanga science on it. And all the chandas work with rhythm. And the rhythm is determined by how the break happens. So you have to be very clear when you say the word. If there is a half letter, you must join it to the previous sound.
Avagatam.
Now read this word.
Karandaka.
Vadatu bhagini lagu vakyani.
Saha karandakaha. Tau karandakau. Te karandake.
Te karandake.
Te karandakaha.
Te karandakaha.
Dhanyavada mahodaya, aham abhi kinchit brahma jata. Astu. Te karandakaha. Uttamam. Aruna bhagini agrimam.
Aham bhagini. Mantanaha. Mantanaha. Akaranta pumlinga shabdaha. Mantanaha. Mantanau. Mantanaha.
Mantanaha. Lagu vakyam vadatu bhagini.
Eshaha mantanaha. Bhagini, vartika artam avada eva uktavan vik.
Vartika ityukte vik. Astu. Interesting. So that's interesting because in our grammar we say vartikam, no? You think they are related, I wonder. Vartika, vartika. Dhanyavada bhagini. Dhanyavada. Asu. Asu. Lagu vakyam vadatu bhagini. Manthanaha.
Eshaha manthanaha.
Duivachana?
Chamitam. Etau manthanau. Etaha manthanaha.
Ete.
Samyutam. Ete manthanaha.
Ete manthanaha. Uttamam. Uttamam. Achu. Mahesh Mahodaya.
Agrimam
karotu krupaya.
Ghataha. Iti akaranta pullinga shabdaha. Taha ghataha. Tau ghatau. Te ghataha.
Te ghataha. Sundaram. Astu. Usha bhagini agrimam karotu.
Chamasaha. Akaranta pullingam. Chamasaha. Chamasau. Chamase.
Chama. Nana bhagini. Sami karotu. Bahu vachana kim. Look up in your.
Chamasaha.
So look up in your book. Learn to use your reference book. Uttamam bhagini chamasaha. Lagu vakyam vadatu bhagini.
E saha chamasaha. The tau chamasau. Te chamasaha.
Uttamam. Satya bhagini agrimam karotu.
Antamam.
Antimam.
Antimam. Punlinga. Shabdaha. Yesh chasha.
Kidrasha pumlinga padam bhagini. What kind of pumlinga padam? Akaranta.
Akaranta, sorry. Okay. Akaranta punlinga shabda. Eshah chashakah. Etau chashakau. Etaha chashakah.
चषकाः. चषकः इत्युक्ते किम्?
Come again, please.
चषकः इत्युक्ते किम्?
ग्लास्.
ग्लास् और् कप् आल्सो भगिनि. लैक् टम्ब्लर्. टम्ब्लर् स्माल् कण्टेनर् नो लैक् दट्.
सः चषकः, तौ चषकौ, ते चषकाः.
उत्तमम् उत्तमम् उत्तमं. धन्यवादः भगिनी. अस्तु अग्रिमं शिवरूपा भगिनी, 4.2 पठतु भगिनी.
बहुवचनं रिक्तेषु स्थलेषु बहुवचनरूपाणि लिखतु.
एकमेकं पदं स्वीकृत्य किञ्चित् पदविषये परिचयविषये वदतु.
रिक्तेषु स्थलेषु इति पदं विशेषणविशेष्यभाव अस्ति.
द्वयोः पदयोः
विशेषणं विशेष्यभाव अस्ति. रिक्तेषु इति पदं विशेषणं स्थलेषु इति पदं विशेष्यभाव अस्ति.
विशेष्य भावत तु न अत्र
विशेष्य अस्ति.
अस्ति.
बहुवचनरूपाणि
न न न भगिनि, विभक्तिरूपं किं? रिक्तेषु स्थलेषु विभक्ति.
रिक्तेषु स्थलेषु इति पदं
विभक्तिरूप. नौ अगेन् सो यु हेव् शब्दमञ्जरी. पश्यतु भगिनी, स्थलेषु कीदृशपदं पुंलिङ्गं?
पुंलिङ्गं
नपुंसकलिङ्गं कथं जानीमः? स्पोकन् संस्कृत डिक्शनरी .com. स्थलेषु, सो यु विल् लुक् अप् स्थल. स्थल 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 इत्युक्ते लिङ्गं किं भगिनि?
स्थल लिङ्गम् स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं भगिनि.
कथं भगिनि? स्पोकन् संस्कृत .org. स्थल स्थल टैप् करोतु भगिनि. स्थल 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 लिङ्गं किं भगिनि? स्पोकन् संस्कृत .org मध्ये पश्यतु भगिनि. स्थल स्थल लिङ्गं किं? स्क्रोल् आल् द वे डौन् देन् युर् मीनिङ्ग् विल् कम् भगिनि.
स्थल मीन्स् इट्स् फील्ड्, देर् इस् नो प्लेस्.
Please keep going down, Bhagini. Then you will find ground, case, situation, like that, words are there. Thala, place.
Napum Sakalingam.
Uttamam. Napum Sakaling. Now, Shabda Manjari, Pustake. Pustake andar, aap dhundiye, Napum Sakalingam e kasa padam aega. Kidrasha padam Napum Sakalingam, kidrasha rupani. So, स्थल अत्र स्थलेषु स्थलेषु. सो फस्ट् आफ् आल् इफ् यु लुक् अप् शब्दमञ्जरी अजन्त नपुंसकलिङ्ग प्रकरणम् इत्ना मिला सबको मिला. एव्रिबडि फौण्ड् इट्?
No, which page is it, ma'am?
I don't know what page it will be in your book, but in my book it is 27. 27 is there. Ajanta Napumsakalinga Prakaranam. Napumsakalingam. You see it? I don't know. Same page
yeah.
or not?
Yeah.
Phalam phale phalani is on the same page?
Yes, yes,
yes.
Samanameva bhagini.
Samanameva? Astu, astu. Vadhyam na jatam.
Sabdamandari pustake. Sarvesha.
Astiva? Oh. अस्ति वा अस्तु भगिनि धन्यवादः अस्तु सो 24 नम्बर् टेबल् इस् 24 करेक्ट् अकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्ग फल फल इति प्रातिपदिकं शब्दः देन् इट् सेस् प्र प्र इत्युक्ते प्रथमा विभक्ति फलं फले फलानि एकवचन द्विवचन बहुवचन देन् सम्प्र सम्प्र इत्युक्ते किं भगिनि
सम्प्र
Second line, he phala, he phale, he phalani. Sampra itchukte kim?
It's sambandha.
Sambandha tu na bhagini. Kopi jana ti va?
Samyoga padan bhagini.
Na, na, na. Usha bhagini jana ti va?
Sambodhana bhagini.
Ah, sambodhana.
Sambodhana.
Sambodhana itchukte kim? Sambodhana itchukte kim?
Conversation.
No, Sambodhana means calling.
Calling.
Katham Sanskrit bhashayam katham vadama. Ahvaya. Ahvaya. Ahvayanam. Asu. So, Sambodhana Prathama. It is always called as Sambodhana Prathama. Isilie wo Prathama ke niche dete hain. किन्तु इट् इस् नाट् अ विभक्ति सेवेन् विभक्तिस् ओन्ली ओन्ली सप्तविभक्ति विभक्तयः सन्ति सप्तविभक्तयः सन्ति एव सम्बोधनप्रथमा इति अन्य इट् इस् सेपरेट् इट् इस् आल्वेस् रिफर्ड् टु अ सेपरेट् बिकास् इट् इस् आल्सो अ प्रथमा What kind of prathama is it? It is Sambodhana Prathama. Astu? So, Sambodhana Prathama means He Phala, He Phale, He Phalani. Then, Anantaram Dvi. Dvi Chukte Kim Bhagini?
Dve means Dvitiya Vibhakti Bhagini?
Dvi, Dvi means Dvitiya Vibhakti. Phalam Phale Phalani. Then, where are the other Vibhaktis Bhagini? Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti. Where are they? So then down. You see. Down where? Down the new word comes. Vari comes.
Yes, Bhagini.
Then where are they, Bhagini? It's not Vari. You have to do Phalam. Phalam only. So where is the, where are they? So then you read. Shesham.
Shesham, Akaranta.
No, Ana. Ana, Bhagini. Sami karo to. शेषं
शेषं
पठतु
अकारान्तपुंलिङ्ग राम राम शब्दवत्
इत्युक्ते किम् इति इत्युक्ते किं शेषं इत्युक्ते
अन्तिमे
नै रिमेनिङ्ग् बाकि शेषम् इत्युक्ते बाकि बाकि अकारान्तपुंलिङ्ग् रामवत् रामशब्दवत् मतलब् क्या
शब्द जैसे
सो राम कौन से पन्ने पे है Which page is Rama on?
Rama in the first page.
First page. First table actually, page 12 only. First table. First table. So, Dvitiya is Prathama, Sambodhana, Apicha, Dvitiya are different. Anantaram, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Saptami, Rama, Vat, Eva. You understand now?
Yes.
Uske jaise. So, which one are you looking for? Thaleshu.
Thaleshu.
So, what will it sound like for Rama?
Rame.
रामेषु विभक्तिरूपं किं
विभक्ति इति सप्तमी विभक्ति बहुवचनरूपम्
उत्तमं भगिनि तदेव अत्र अत्र स्थलेषु सप्तमी विभक्ति बहुवचनरूपं नपुंसकलिङ्गरूपम् अस्ति स्थलेषु च स्थलेषु इत्युक्ते किं भगिनि
स्थलेषु
प्लेस् तु अस्ति तत्तु सत्यं किन्तु स्थलेषु इति इत्युक्ते किं
प्लेस्
न सप्तमी विभक्ति बहुवचनरूपम् इत्युक्ते किं
जगमे
हा जगो जगहो मे जगहो मे हा जगो मे
जगो मे
जगो मे यू हेव् टु इफ् यू डोण्ट् इण्टर्प्रेट् इट् लैक् दिस् इट् विल् मेक् द लेङ्ग्वेज् वेरि डिफिकल्ट् फार् यू यू हेव् एव्रि टैम् यू कम् अप् वित् अ वर्ड् यू फैण्ड् द विभक्ति इन् युर् हेड् यू मस्ट् इण्टर्नलैज् द मीनिङ्ग् What does it mean? You cannot simply say, oh, sthala means place. No. It's not simply place. You have to do this one step in your head very clearly. And the only way to do it in your head is to say it out loud. Because then you test yourself. You say it out loud, you write it down and you say, does it make sense? Rameshu means what? Rameshu ichukte kim?
Rameshme. Ramme.
रामेषु बहुवचन भगिनि कोऽपि जानाति वा रामेषु इत्युक्ते किम् रामेषु इत्युक्ते किं
रामेषु मे
इन्दरामास्
इन्दरामास् रामो मे
रामो
मे
many Ramas are there. In all the Ramas, sab Ramo me, ye Rameshu. So, sthaleshu ichukte kim?
Sthalo me.
Sthalo me. Adhuna, rikteshu sthaleshu ichukte kim?
Wherever they are empty places.
रिक्तेषु मीन्स् खाली जगाहो मे
खाली जगाहो मे
उत्तमम् उत्तमम् दिस् अ वेरि स्लोलि वि आर् मूविङ्ग् बट् यु हेव् टु गो थ्रू दीस् लिटल् लिटल् स्टेप् इफ् इन् जनरल् यु से ऐ नो स्थल मीन्स् प्लेस् ऐ नो रिक्त मीन्स् एम् टि बट् रिक्तेषु स्थलेषु डज़न्ट् जस्ट् मीन् एम् टि प्लेस् means in the empty places empty is the adjective thaleshu is the noun it is saptami vibhakti both are saptami both are bahuvachana bahuvachana rupani na bahuvachana rupani iti padasya kinchit vadatu bhagini
bahuvachana rupani
ichukte kim lingam kim vachanam kim अत्र भगिनि बहुवचनरूपाणि एकमेव पदम् जस्ट् वन् वर्ड् ओन्लि वट् हौ वट् कैण्ड् आफ् वर्ड् इस् इट् विच् लिङ्गम्
इट्स् स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं भगिनि
बहुवचनरूपाणि वेर् डु यु सी दिस् आणि एण्डिङ्ग्
इकारान्तपदं
न भगिनि कोऽपि साहाय्यं करोतु
फलानि
फलानि इट्स् नपुंसकलिङ्गं नपुंसकलिङ्गपदं बहुवचनं इकारान्तपदं भगिनि
अत्र तु न इकारान्त भगिनि
प्रथमविभक्ति
यत्तु प्रथम अस्ति नौ गो बेक् टु युर् नपुंसकलिङ्ग टेबल् 24 फलं फले फलानि इति तु प्रथमविभक्तिरूपाणि द्वितीयविभक्तिरूपाणि किं फलं फले फलानि समानेव
फले फलानि
समानेव तदनन्तरं कथं जानीमः विभक्तिरूपं किम् अत्र रूपाणि कथं लिखतु इति पश्यतु लिखतु इति कीदृशपदं कीदृशपदम् लिखतु इति कीदृशपदम् इति क्रियापदम् लिखतु अस्तु नौ प्लीज लुक अप इन अष्टाध्यायी डॉट कॉम इन योर कंप्यूटर प्लीज गो टू अष्टाध्यायी डॉट कॉम गॉट इट
आई एम ट्राइंग टू गो देयर
Everybody get to ashtadhyayi.com.
Okay.
When you get it, you tell me, please. Everybody got it? You tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No. Hold on one second.
Everybody get there, please.
Ashtadhyayi.
Ashtadhyayi.com, right, Padmini?
.com. Ashtadhyayi.com. As soon as you open... What do you see?
Dhaturupa and...
And? Sutrapata.
Dhatupata and Sutrapata.
So go to Dhatupata. That is going to be your default. Every time you will go there only in the beginning. Later when you are ready, you will go to Sutrapata. Right now? No.
Yeah.
Now, in the Dhatu Patha, there is a search window. You can type something, correct? Yes. In the search window, you have to now looking for the word Likhatu. How should you start to type? Very slowly. Li, L-I, then you see what comes up. L-I-K, see what comes up. L-I-K-H, see what comes up. Very slowly you type and look. And see, does your word show up? The word you are looking for. Which is the word you are looking for? Likhatu may not show up on there, but likhati, you know. So look up very slowly, you type, and each time word, each letter you add, some new things might come up. So look up and see where is likhati, likhatu.
Likhati is sudadihi parasmai pradita karmaka.
You found it?
Yeah,
everybody found it?
Yeah.
Did you have many options?
There are two options.
There are two options. How you know which one to choose?
Spelling.
Spelling likhati. No, Bhagini. Bhagini, you know the word likhati, right?
Yes, Bhagini.
But the word lekhati is kind of unusual for you, correct?
Yes, Bhagini.
Lekhati we don't normally use. Normally what have we used so far in the classes so far for beginners Sanskrit? Likhati only.
Likhati.
Plus, look at the meaning. So in the grey letters, meaning is given. Likha is the original dhatu. You ignore that for now. Then the word is given gatau. Gatau ichukte jana. Again I told you all meanings are always in saptami. In the action of lik becoming lekhati, it is gatau. Gatau means moving. The meaning is lekhati means moving. But that's not the meaning you're looking for. Look below, what is the next meaning in the word below?
Likhati.
The meaning, Bhagini, in the grey letters. So this looks a little bit more promising, no? Because when you write Akshara only, no? Correct? A little bit more promising. You don't have to know the full meaning, but Akshara, you know that word. Akshara means letters. Vinyasa means what?
Arrangement.
So what is writing? Writing is arrangement of letters only, no? What is writing? Arrangement of letters. So then what do you do? Now you keep reading further. It says Sudadi. You ignore that. Parasmai Padi, we have little bit talked about it. Next you go to sakarmakah. Sakarmakah ityukte kim?
The word which takes karma padam.
Ah, it is a dhatu that takes karma padam. Now you know likhatu is a sakarmaka padam. If it is a sakarmaka padam, then bahuvachana rupani is which kind of vibhakti? Back to your sentence in your book, please. सकर्मक लिखतु इति सकर्मक क्रियापदम् अस्ति विच् मीन्स् इट् विल् टेक् कर्मपदम् सो विच् इस् द कर्मपदम् इन् दिस् सेण्टेन्स्
कर्मपदम् इन् दिस् वचन बहुवचनरूप
बहुवचनरूपाणि इस् वन् पदं करेक्ट् फार् योर् पर्पस् देर् इस् वन् वर्ड् हियर् नौ वाट् कैण्ड् आफ़् वर्ड् इस् इट् विच् इस् द विभक्ति Which is the vibhakti here? What is karma padam?
Here karma padam in this is rupam bhagini?
No. Karma padam is chukte kim?
Object.
Object is chukte vibhakti kim?
Dvitiya vibhakti.
Dvitiya vibhakti. Always karma padam is dvitiya vibhakti. Always.
Because it's object.
It is the object. Likhatu. Kim likhatu?
Kim likhatu? Bahu vachana rupam likhatu.
Na, bahu vachana rupani. Atra tu bahu vachana bhagini.
Bahu vachana lik.
You cannot say bahu vachana rupam. Bahu vachana rupani.
बहुवचनरूपाणि लिखतु
सो बहुवचनरूपाणि इति कर्मपदमस्ति इत्युक्ते विभक्ति
द्वितीया विभक्ति
वचन
बहुवचन
बहुवचन देट् इस् हौ यु नो बिकास् फलं फले फलानि समान एव कथं जानीमः ओ क्रियापदं ओ क्रियापदं सकर्मक देन् प्राबब्लि इट् इस् कर्मपदम् इफ् क्रियापदम् इस् अकर्मक देन् इट् विल् बि प्रथमविभक्ति अस्ति वा डस् देट् मेक् सेन्स् एव्रिबडि अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् देट् इन् द क्लास्
I have to go over the class again, today's class.
No, don't worry, Bhagini. I go over every class. Welcome to my life. I do this 6-8 hours, sometimes 10 hours a day, going over
it. But you know, Geeta class. Bhagini, I worked as a substitute teacher too. And I used to go to different grades. And I used to find that from kindergarten onwards, you're being taught the same thing, but a little bit is being added every year. So you are repeating the whole thing. So how much more we have to repeat in Sanskritam?
No, Bhagini. All your life you repeat. You were a teacher. Yeah. Now you know. Now you don't ever ask me again because you know better than anybody else.
No. I don't know grammar. I'm still learning.
No, Bhagini. Broaden your perspective. Bhagini, you realize that as a teacher, the same thing is taught over and over and over again. Similarly, Sanskrit, we will go over and over and over.
Every year they add a little bit more.
So today we added more.
When we come out of high school, then we feel that we know everything and still we don't know.
We don't know anything actually. Yeah. That's the worst thing to feel is to know. So we have added new things today. Yeah. The same things are being repeated. So please repeat every class.
Bhagini, tomorrow's class will be an extension of this class or that's a separate class?
No, it's a slightly separate class. It started around the same time. So, but the group is different. Some people are different there and we work at their level. Whoever is in the class, I work with their level. That's how it works. Yeah, everything is the same thing actually, repeat only. But we are making different rate of progress is slightly different. Progress in the sense, what do people like to talk about? That only is progress, no? So each person's path is different. That each person's path is different in every class. If you came only to tomorrow's class, only to Wednesday, not to Tuesday, it would be a different class. But it's good to repeat. Every day you have to repeat. Otherwise your brain throws everything out. Believe me. Every day you have to spend some time. And my request is you please do it on a... sit on the floor and do it. Astu, Mangala Charanani, Kim, Aruna Bhagini Vaktum Ichhati Va?
One person left, I don't know who.
Bhagini?
Aruna Bhagini, Mangala Charanani Vaktum Ichhati Va? Shanti Padam.
Purna Madhaveva. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.